June 4th, 7:30 tour. It's daylight. This should be interesting. So, Dan stays with me all night long. June 5th. My bad. So, but I'm going to upload it tomorrow and have to remember the date anyway. All right. Gadgets, gizmos. I'm excited that you're here. Because you're going to be like my favorite person tonight. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Are you much of a talker? Because I need you to be a talker.
Are you going to talk
too much sometimes? She thinks she's too good to
talk. She says she don't talk since when?
Well, you and Mom are going to howl up together then.
She's too good for this
though. I just got this speaker in today.
Ooh.
So, because before it was a little difficult to hear this. This is a spirit box. What this will do is it will sweep AM/FM radio stations and it will pick up any kind of entity overcross on top of the radio stations. It goes very fast and I'm going to play it. So any event, whoever I give this to, just probably on the YouTube, I need you guys to tell me what you hear. So in case we don't catch it on the EVP, at least I have your verbal confirmation that you heard something. It could be a DJ. It could be a song lyric. It could be anything.
Somebody's asking. I am partially deaf, so I'm not going to hear everything.
Okay, so that's what it sounds like initially. So once I start sweeping it, it's very quick. So you guys can hear the clicking through it. If a word is going to come through, we were actually meant to hear it. So, however, the volume is all the way up. Can you imagine what it was like without the speaker? Somebody actually had to got something already.
Yep.
Sometimes it's going to be hard to decipher. Sometimes you're going to hear a disembodied voice going over top of the clicker. So, you, young lady, need to tell me what you hear. Go ahead. I have sanitized all of these. I need to hold this.
Hold it.
So,
just don't drop it.
Everything's insured. Who is my skeptic? Who doesn't believe in this stuff? Come on, somebody's got to.
I mean, I can play that part.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm it.
Who's going to help her? Who's going to help her?
I'm listening.
Okay, I need another vocal person. Okay, this is an EMF detector, okay? What this does is it measures the electromagnetic fields of the Earth and man-made objects. So if you were to put your cell phone up to this, it would probably give a pulse, almost like a metronome, okay? In the event we actually have some activity nearby, this thing will start to go crazy. It's not going to make any noise, so I need somebody who's visual, who needs to be watching it, and when it...
I hear talking.
You do? Well, then you need to tell me what you hear. So, when you see this go off, you need to speak up, because that's our first indicator that we have something nearby. We're going to do a lot with temperature tonight. Okay, so the thermal imaging camera is kind of my major tool, but there's two accompanying tools that go along with it. So the three people that I have with these accompanying tools, actually we're going to go with this guy first. So this is an infrared, as you guys can see the red dot.
Yep.
Okay, my dogs love to chase it. So I like to get a temperature read on about three objects that are outside. So we have 89, and it will shoot pretty far, as you can see on the tree. And I got roughly 84 degrees. So we're going to go with you on this guy. Our average temperature right now is about 84 degrees. Now, in the event we actually have a cold spot, the difference with this guy and this guy, that's only going to measure what it actually touches. So obviously wherever the red dot lands, that's what it's measuring. But imagine if it was cutting through a cold spot or a spirit activity. It's not going to measure that. It's only going to measure where the dot lands. That's where this guy comes into play. This is an ambient thermometer. This is actually going to measure the air inside the probe. So wherever this will actually go is what it's going to measure. I'm not pointing at anything. There's no laser. It's going to actually measure the air itself. Okay? I just feel the need to explain ambient when I have teenagers. So. You guys are going to team up, I think, on a thermal imaging camera.
Okay.
Because that's a big one. So I'm going to hand that one off to you. The bottom number is the temperature. The top number is the humidity. That gadget is actually called a psychrometer. So it's meant to measure humidity only. But it does give us temperature, which is super cool. All right. This is probably going to be a little bit useful later as the sun goes down. I don't know if you guys... That's not going to show.
Yes.
There's green dots. Yeah. Okay. So once it gets dark, there's going to be some areas that we can go into and get close to. The green dots do is it'll show us things that we cannot see with the naked eye. If we could actually see it right now during the daytime, I would blow smoke through it through my vape pen, So that way you can actually see what we're looking for. So we're, by the time it gets dark is when we're going to need this. So that's all you. And then once we get closer to that place, I'll probably demonstrate again so you can actually see how it works. The thermal imaging camera is super cool. It's brand new. I haven't even used it on my own investigations yet. It is kind of a rigged setup. So you're going to see it's a spare cell phone with a battery pack on the back to keep the camera actually charged the entire time. The camera's only meant to last about an hour, so that's why I keep it plugged in the whole time. It is made by FLIR, so it is a very top of the line thermal camera. Now we'll get this squared away. We will get rolling. As I demonstrate how this guy actually works. But of course, my wife set up the phone. She had to put her own work in there. So it usually takes a few seconds. So I'm going to actually have one of you stand behind me so the whole group can see what you guys are going to see and what we're going to be looking for. All right. So does everybody see the heat that's in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can actually take her temperature right now. See the circle in the center of the screen? I can put it right on her forehead and we can get her temperature. Make sure nobody's got a fever. So what we're going to be looking for is, like, obviously all of this behind her is colder. So if there was any kind of orb or any kind of colder spirit nearby, you would actually see a darker blue ball floating in an intelligent way. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to hit, I think that's on picture mode, we're going to do video. So what you need to make sure is that is a square at all times. My last tour, it actually cut off after 20 seconds. We don't know why, if it was somebody. Oh, you're good. You don't have to be the model anymore. And in the event, like, it's going to collect all the audio too. So now we have two points of audio for your EVPs. So not only are you going to have this audio to listen to in the car, your MP3, you can download it, whatever you guys want to do with it. But that's going to collect the audio for you as well, which you can watch. So a couple more things before we move on. I'm going to collect a couple of pieces of data from my phone. This is where things get super interesting. Yes, these are apps that are meant to be games, hoaxes, fun, whatever. And of course, I want the apps later. I'll tell you what the names of them are. But the first one we're going to use is its own spirit box, kind of like the one that you have. Names.
Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor has right now. The difference on this one, it's sweeping the same radio stations, not at the same time as that one, and it's not in sync with that one, but it will give us the words in the center. I have updated this so that way we have a 9,000 word vocabulary, so it won't mistake house for mouse. Okay? As we're hearing some clicks and chirps from it now, so it's probably going to give us something very soon. If this was in an unhaunted location, like my living room, sitting on the table, it would give us a word randomly every 3 to 5 minutes. You're going to find when we get to more haunted locations, are you hearing stuff? You need to speak up. Just interrupt me. It's fine.
I'm just trying to figure out what it
is. You can't understand what they're saying.
Is it sweeping too fast? We can slow it down. Again, the speaker literally came in today, so I haven't even had a chance to test it. Alright, so pocket that. I don't know if it's just overheated. You got a pocket you can keep it in? Keep it in your pocket for right now. Just don't let me forget that you have it. And you're just going to have to hold it a little closer to your ear to actually hear it. So we got the word organize already, because we are organizing. Again, 60 to 80% of this is crap. But the other 20% is where we get to say, oh my God, it's talking about this person. In the event you actually feel like something is coming through where it might be connected to you, of course, please let me know. So that's one app I'm going to use. Another one is really cool and kind of creepy. It's a reverse spirit box. So it's going to play everything from a radio station in reverse. So it's going to sound like complete gibberish. But once something comes through, you're just throwing garbage away. Once something comes through, it's going to be crystal clear.
Yeah.
You can kind of get it just the car's pass. It's all gibberish. So in the event we're actually in a really cool haunted location, I will turn this guy on, and we'll see what happens. I get a lot of activity out of here. All right, so why do we start here? This used to be called Kane Run Bar, okay? It's haunted. Quick story. Was haunted by a place, or by a guy named Big John. He was a football player. Please don't ask me what team. I'm not a football guy. But at any rate, he used to sit in the back of the bar, and the Citadel is somewhat nearby. It's about 3 miles from here. The cadets would come down here and get a drink, but he would tell the bartender if they were of age or not, because the place was named after him, right? He wants to help him out. So anyway, he ticked off two guys one night because he told the bartender they weren't of age. The next night, they come in, they steal the cash register from the front. Big John pulls out a gun, takes one out in the front of the building. The bullet hole is still in the front of the building. Previous owner of Kane Run Bar, this place just moved to Florida, so it was literally a hop in place 3 months ago, but now that he's gone, I don't know what's going to happen to it. But the bullet hole's in the front. Anybody that sits in the front is said to get dizzy, upset stomach, not feeling well, those kind of things. The only EMFs I ever got out of that place is from the front of the building. So I tell you this story because if anybody starts to feel a little sick, dizzy, any of those things, I'm used to the paranormal activity all the time. I don't want to say I'm not affected by it, but we will stop the tour. So girls, if any of you are feeling not so great, speak up.
I was going to say dizzy is their natural state.
Yeah, they're teenagers.
Dizzy.
So the other story here is we had a big earthquake here. You guys, you're from here, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so I normally say, hey, I can make things up, and you'll never tell, but she'll let me know if I'm wrong. We had a big earthquake, 1866. Apparently, this is where the first death occurred, because a piece of the mantling from the front of the building struck somebody in the head, and his body is said to be seen in the front of the building on specific nights. I haven't caught it, but I have had EMFs here before. So, I haven't done a full investigation of the place. Don't know that I ever will now. Me and Paul, the previous owner, like he was going to let me do a party here, kind of like cater it, and then I was going to do a big ghost haunting thing.
Oh. Yeah, this was Big John's Tavern with the brawls everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere, brawls hanging.
Yeah, it was a big deal. So, you guys ready to take a walk? Questions, yeah. Comments, yes. Concerns? All right, we're actually going to head down this way. Got the word species. Anytime a word comes out of this thing, I will stop and interrupt myself. If you guys see something on this before I do, just interrupt me. I'm good with it. I got the word rare, so it's already starting to hook up a little bit. Again, this is meant to be BS, like it's meant to be a hoax, but I've gotten so much activity out of this, I'm like, I'm going to add it to the tour, because it just adds so much flair. And don't bump that car. It's really pretty. It's mine.
So, find ghosts outside, or just inside places?
We are going to find ghosts tonight.
Oh. It's flickering.
What's flickering? The EMF is flickering? Amazing.
It was.
Because this is completely haunted. But I'd like to tell the quick story of Crew Cafe real quick. It is haunted as well. Apparently there was a suicide that happened there. I have been through a quick EMF sweep. They've invited me to do a full investigation with all of my gadgets and a team this summer. Hopefully that's still on. Thank you, pandemic, for screwing everything up for me this summer. Yes.
Whenever we were walking, we were talking about the sick thing. I heard while we were walking, it kept saying sick.
Ta-da.
This word.
You're going to help us debunk things with that. So once we actually get some temperature reads from the... Is that still recording, hopefully?
Yes.
Awesome. Good deal. Good deal. So you're the cameraman. It's up all night.
Up all time?
All time. You don't have to watch it the whole time. But just make sure everybody's got something to watch later. All right, so Crew Cafe, hopefully that happens. This place, guys, I don't have a story. The only thing I can tell you is that this is the red barn where they keep all the horses for the carriage rides, and this is the same red barn where they kept the horses that delivered milk to downtown Charleston back in the 1800s. That's how old this building is. This is a sewer line. I looked at the ley lines thinking maybe there's something here that's going to make the EMF go off. Some nights, the EMF goes crazy in here. Other nights, I got absolutely nothing. I get words that come through. I got the word invention. That's interesting. Sometimes I get like full conversations out of here. I get cold spots. Be a good place to like just do a quick thermal sweep with the camera. Again, I'm still experimenting with that. This would be a great place for the grid pen because it's away from the streets, but we can't see it. It's daytime still. So, I will tell you a quick story. One of my first tours, somebody was trying to debunk me. They were claiming I had things on my body to make all the gadgets go off, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. So they said, well, what about that electrical box over there? So I took them over there with the EMF, put the word actress. Interesting, we're going to talk about actresses later. So I took them over there, and I was leaning on one of those blue garbage cans, and this guy on my spirit box came up with the word cube and then the word waste. So instead of trash can, it told me waste cube, and those trash cans are square. So just one of those, probably one of my most active things that came out of this. That's why I keep coming back here looking for more. I do get some malevolence around that upper right-hand corner. When I get something that's a little too malevolent and I get some nasty things coming through here and or the spirit box, we book. I'm not going to put anybody else in danger. I'll deal with it later. It'll probably stay attached to me. So I would say explore with the EMF. Look for cold spots. You're going to be looking for, what's the temperature that you got now?
85.
Okay, so anything like 5 to 10 degrees below 85 is going to be something positive. Granted, keep in mind, we're in somewhat of a wind tunnel.
It is.
Where are you at now?
76.34.
On the bottom?
On the bottom, it's 74.
Really? Well, we're in kind of a breezy area. Like, this is a little wind pocket. So, I mean, I'm looking for, you got chills, and we need to find the word hole. So maybe it's telling us to go up to the sewer. Again, I kind of look at this as clues. I got to take everything for granted. A couple tours ago, somebody was trying to catch a cold spot up in this corner. The infrared was giving us a very cold area. Going crazy on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just gotta watch not to, their horses are in there, so gotta be careful not to spook them. Of course, with the lasers, they're not gonna be able to see it this time of day. Do you have any cold spots, David? Nothing at all? But you're going up to red, and what, I mean, see how crazy that EMF is going? Like, there's no pattern to that at all. And there's really, you'd really have to have something right on top of that to be able to, girls, you can go explore, see what else you capture. We're looking for cold spots.
Wait, what does this mean?
What does what mean?
When I do this.
So, you see the red dot?
Yeah.
That's the temperature that it's measuring.
So, right there?
Right there. That's the temperature right there. So, if she catches something mid-air, it's up to you to kind of like look for the objects around it, whether it be the car, the tree, the building, and kind of say, you know what, it's within 2 to 3 degrees at all times of what you have around that area. We're looking for something floating right here. So if she has something floating.
So like if it's a low number, then there's something over there?
Possibly, but you also have to kind of debunk things. If you're pointing up, you got to remember the wind is going to go above the buildings. So it's definitely going to be colder up. I know they say heat rises, but the breeze is not going to cut through a building. It's only giving me the word hole. So that looks like the metal.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be colder than the rest of the building. A good catch. So an orb is going to look intelligent. Like it's going to have its own movement, and you're going to be able to see it move in different ways. I haven't even touched this thing in the daytime yet. It's just interesting. It's the exact same picture as nighttime.
Like,
that thing works amazing. I did my research. I wasn't going to get some little run-of-the-mill handheld thing. Like, I told the wife, I'm like, I need to blow some money on the camera.
Yeah.
But always interesting things come out of here. I mean, my spirit box is pretty slow right now. Who has the other spirit box?
What?
Oh, is she listening?
She is
captivated.
Captivated?
Captivated. The thing
that's a lot of syllables.
That was clear. Okay, that one was clear.
That's a lot of syllables. That's pretty crazy.
No, whenever I put it right there, it's like it was.
But even still, I mean, there's no pattern to that.
started
okay,
here.
It's totally random in this lot.
Yes. It said hole.
It did say hole. It's still on hole. So I'm actually going to turn the reverse spirit box on just to see if... I'll talk to it. See if anybody wants to actually come through. And I can leave both of them on at the same time. In case something wants to come through on the other spirit box. Usually the little kids, they have the wildest imagination to hear the most crazy things that come out of the spirit box.
Yeah.
That's what I was excited when she told me she had an 8-year-old. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting a spirit box.
No,
it
sounded
like a hole. Like, okay. Very interesting. All I hear is like a bunch of music. It seems like there's like a bunch of music playing.
And some lady
just
like singing.
If it's a lyric, it says the word hole, but I'm not, I haven't really been listening to the other spirit box. There's two running right now. Kind of creepy, huh?
What does that mean?
What is what one?
Like, if that goes through the last red and it stays?
That means there is some kind of spirit nearby. But it happens all the time, you just can't see them.
I want to see one.
That's what the green flashy pen is for. You're probably getting the air conditioning coming off the bottom, out from underneath the grate. We're going to actually move on to the next spot, because my spirit boxes are pretty much dead. I know your EMF is going crazy, but we're actually going to look at something historical. You guys want to see something part of history instead of just an empty lot? Right? It's been destroyed by a fire. Oh, the bars are still going. It's interesting. All right, Eliza, this is your chance. Alright, so this random parking lot is actually part of Charleston history. This is where Charles and Eliza Pinckney lived. Charles Pinckney and his son Charles Coatsworth Pinckney were signers of our Constitution. Pretty big deal. Interesting. However, the story here is really of Eliza. I got the word mail. I'm just, again, mail is in U.S. Post Office. Eliza... So what? How much do you girls know about our history of plantations? Anything? Nothing.
They don't teach anything.
We learn about it every year, but
a little bit.
So what was our big? What was the big plantation here?
Mango.
So what was the crop? Do we know what the crop was?
Cotton.
With cotton, then what?
Cotton. Like rice.
Rice. Right. Rice. Then indigo. So this, where you are standing, is where indigo started. Indigo saved us when the rice plantations went to crap. Eliza, she actually married Charles to stay in the United States. Her father wanted her home in England. He was sick. However, she married Charles so she could stay here. Big age gap. So after he got better, he would continue to send her plants. She was a botanist. She loved plants. So he sent her indigo. She planted it here. This would have been her garden, us lined up with the dumpster over there. And those would have been the slave homes in the back, mansion in the front. She was able to sell that indigo plant overseas. So she not only started the plantation and crop for it, but she was the businesswoman that would actually sell it and save Charleston. Eliza's story is huge. There are tons of books written about this woman.
Yeah.
She loves to come through here. I got the words come back, which is awesome. So she, every time I bring up Eliza, that thing usually comes up red. We've caught cold spots here. I mean, I've had full conversations with the woman. How many wives did your husband have? She'll give us a number. Can you tell us what your name is? She'll tell us what her name is. Like, a lot of really cool stuff comes out of this. This is also a great place for the grade pen, if it were dark. So, I get weird words when I'm walking on the northern end, like berry, body, and bones. So the sad thing is, this particular lot, they're going to put a commercial hotel on, and they're not going to do an archaeological dig for us to get all of the cool stuff out of the ground, which sucks because we can learn more about the slaves during that time. We can learn more about the paintings during that time. We might even find some of the remnants of the soil that she used during for her garden to get started. We won't find any of those things. Right now it's owned by the parking lot company that you pay $15 for an hour to park here. It's crazy. But this is a great place to explore with the EMF. Please listen to the spirit box closely. You're going to find a lot of stuff here. Just shout out whatever you think you hear. Thermal imaging here should be very interesting during the day. Got the word rally. There is wiring along here. I've tested all of it. It is all dead. So none of that is affecting the stuff you're going to get. You look like you're about to say something.
Wait.
It said wait?
It was a woman. She said wait.
And I got the word list, which is kind of cool because maybe she's going to give us words for the list. We need to wait for it. So it's my job, guys, to put clues together. I'm not trying to hype things up. Again, I'm not going to make things up for you. I'm not Zach Bagans. You guys all know who that is. The oh my god, I feel dizzy kind of guy. I'm being affected. So go out and explore. Please be wary by the trailer. We do have somebody sleeping over by the dumpster. Yeah, so kind of stay to the eastern end of the lot. Let's check it out. Let's see what words we get. Let's see if we can have a conversation with Eliza. See, you should have brought him. They should have come along. It's not a scary tour at all. All right, Eliza, you need to talk to us. Can you tell us what your name is? Yes. I heard the word buddy. Eliza, we are talking about your indigo crops. Can you tell us what color indigo is?
Okay.
What color is indigo? Purplish blue. Blue indigo is what makes your jeans blue. We still use it today. Thank you, Eliza. Can you tell us who your husband was? Eliza, who was your husband? You need what? All right, let's go back to something simpler. How many wives named Eliza did Charles have? Two? Yep, very good. Were you the first or the second wife named Eliza? I'm talking about Eliza Lucas Pinckney. Eliza. And bark. Interesting. Well, you're gonna get signals from my phone, silly. Eliza. I heard Eliza or Piazza, which this house did not have a piazza. It was a weird mansion that wasn't like anything else in Charleston. You still listening? Oh, she took it. Got the word supply. What was your favorite plant?
I
Jacob? Anybody know a Jacob that's passed on? No? There's no Jacob related to the story. Last time we had her talking about, obviously, the color purple or blue, and then she was able to tell us about lilac and jasmine. Seems like she liked plants that were along that purplish line. I've had all of those words before. Are you seeing anything on there, David? I haven't caught anything with it yet, so if you catch something tonight, it'll be the first time. And I watch all of this stuff, and I listen to it like it's a job. I actually have YouTube set up on my TV so I can watch it on the big screen and see if I, you know, catch anything larger. So you might not see something, but I might catch something later. And I've only, I think this is the third tour with this now. So it's that new to me. I haven't even played with it. All right, Eliza, we got to move on. So can you say goodbye? Goodbye. All right, we're going to move on. I will see you tomorrow night, okay? I thought I heard, like, see you then. But again, that's why it's on the audio, so I can listen to it later. Psychic? Anybody here psychic? You want me to tell a psychic story later? All right. So, guys, we're going to walk up East Bay Street about 2.5 blocks. The EMF is going to go crazy. Ignore it, because we do have the ley lines of the streets and the crosswalks and those kind of things. They're going to make it go crazy. Okay. It'll be interesting what we catch on there. I've actually been paying special attention to East Bay when I've done this the past 2 times, just because it's really not part of the tour. There's no, I don't have any haunted stories up this way. So is this what you guys expected?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I've had people come on this tour and have no clue what they're in for. And it's kind of like, I told you about gadgets. Like, yeah. It's that's the...
That's why I picked this one.
That's the lore. Okay.
I had DVDs and see later and stuff like that.
So it was a walking tour?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's not safe. I was just in Savannah last year, and I investigated the Foley house, and then we did the Sorrell Weed house. We actually did their tour, but we stayed at the Foley house, which is haunted, and I actually took my spirit board with me.
Yeah.
Something a little bit more non-electronic. I think we're good. Got everybody. Oh, good. They cleaned things up already. So during the riots, they trashed this, the whole market. Yeah, it was bad. Just racist remarks all over the place. Colder spots, anything that is either going to just hover and is like 10 to 15 degrees colder than a normal spot, which would be like the 85 degree marker that we are thinking of. And if it looks like it has intelligent life, like it's moving on its own within, like what I normally, wow, they actually boarded up the custom house. That's interesting. I haven't been down here since that night.
Well, they boarded up on King Street.
Yeah. Well, I take that back. I was down here yesterday for that appointment with my wife, but I didn't come this way. Somebody told me that the bar that we started at was all busted up and everything. I'm like, seems fine to me. The glass is still there. But yeah, King Street, we got a glimpse of that. That and Market Street yesterday. Just we went down to a body, like a jewelry shop. My wife got a piercing done yesterday. And I was surprised. Like, all the little mom-and-pop shops were fine. It was all the bigger stores that they got.
Oh, wow.
So the next piece of equipment I'm going after is very similar to that grid pen, only it gives off red squares, which gives a little bit more of a 3D effect. So if I use them together, like I thought about how am I going to put the grid pen, the green dot spray, along the next to the red grid, so we can actually have a 3D image of any kind of apparition that would show. So I'm going to have to strap it to it somehow, that way it all works together. Just kind of like how I jimmied that camera together. My wife's like, I don't know how you figured you were going to do this, but it works.
I've been there a couple years.
Excuse us. Wow. It's actually being pretty quiet.
Have you ever been in the old Charleston jail?
I've been there, done my investigation without bulldog tours doing their thing. Got to a point where my wife pretty much collapsed from the amount of activity that was happening. So, and my daughter, we're going to make a right down this alley. So my daughter had brought a girlfriend with her, and she also got pretty sick. So I'm dealing with two sick women, and me and my daughter are just kind of like, what's happening right now?
Wow. You take more of a chance of getting sick if you are, I guess,
I would say so. I also think it depends on the situation. Like, I've been in situations, which you're going to hear about once we get a little further up, where I've been affected, like, pretty heavily. It just depends on the situation. But because I deal with this stuff on a daily basis, especially, like, during this tour, so we're going to stop here. So, guys, you are standing... I'll tell you this story. You're standing in Lodge Alley. So behind us is Lodge Alley Inn, a very haunted hotel. I think it's dark enough now. Yeah. So I have epilepsy, and I cannot see in the sunlight. So the sunglasses usually stay on until I'm in a very shadowy place. With that said, behind us, there's been apparition seen. There's been all kinds of stuff. Where you're standing is where the Masons used to meet, which is, we're talking early 1700s. The rumor that I've heard, and I still have yet, I was actually looking other things up today for today's tour, but the bricks that you see in the center that are different than all the others, because they're laid different, is supposed to be the exact latitude or the exact longitude of Charleston. So, not sure how true it is, but just one of those weird fun facts. Placate. Should be interesting to look that one up. A lot of times if something comes up where I'm kind of like unsure what it is, when you guys get your word list, I will give you the definition. That actually happened to me for the first time, the last tour I did, and I was like, what does that even mean? So I gave the full definition, and it actually made sense afterwards. So I'd like to tell the stories here a little bit about like what happened with the psychic and I when I was working on that book, but since you actually asked about, it depends on how sensitive you are to like feeling ill and dizzy and all of that kind of stuff, I believe it depends on the situation. So it doesn't mean necessarily that you're a psychic. I never claim to be psychic. I just happen to love this supernatural stuff. I'm actually going to turn that down so it's not interrupting. Fort Fremont, which is in Beaufort, South Carolina. Please don't say Beaufort. That's North Carolina. Just one of those things. So they actually have a fort down there that was barely used. They just had men there to kind of watch it. That's probably not wise to stare into the laser. Please don't send me a bill for laser surgery. So at any rate, we get down there, and like I said before, I actually have epilepsy, and I actually have a support animal to help with some of the medications that I deal with. So we go down to Fort Fremont. We're investigating and checking out this new app. We haven't upgraded it yet. We don't have any of the gadgets that you have. It's me, my daughter, my current wife, and my dog Byron, who I've written a book about. And yes, I did put him in a supernatural story about death. So, he is a miniature dachshund. He is piebald dapple to boot. So he looks like a chocolate chip cookie on the top and milk on the bottom. So that's kind of what he looks like. You guys will see him all over my website when you guys go to that later. But anyway, they're with me. As soon as I start to walk into the fort, I start to get these weird migraines that they call suicide headaches. I don't get them often, but when I do, they're in season. They're timed. I can guarantee you at a specific time for months, weeks on end that I will have them. Hadn't had one in months. I started to get one when I walked in there. Watch out, folks. He's going to cut through. Oh, you're good. You're good. So at any rate, this headache's coming on. My dog's going crazy because he can tell my blood pressure's changing. That's the way he's trained. My wife has to put me down. Sorry, computer. Interesting. Has to put me down on the ground. My daughter wants to still use the app. I tell her to go and do her thing. So at the time, I believe she was 12. So she's looking into this abandoned fort all on her own, and my wife is just kind of spectating on both of us. Later on, when we start going through the words on the app that I'm using for my phone, I see three random words that kind of make sense to me, and I start to put the clues together. Rock, creek, and raid. Through the research of Fort Fremont and why the place is haunted, turns out Harriet Tubman led a raid from Fort Fremont area over a creek into, I think it was Rock City, North Carolina. I could be mistaken, but it's all in the blog post. I can send it to you directly if you want, but it's going to be on the website. You actually got something? But it's steady.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's not good. That's man-made stuff. So, we don't want steadiness. So, with that being said, I was like, super cool. She actually wrote a letter to Colonel Montgomery with those three words in the exact same sentence. That's how that went down. But I'm like, I don't really know enough about Harriet Tubman. So I started Googling Harriet Tubman. Found out that she was hit in the head on the left side of her head during a riot when she was like 4 or 5 years old and had headaches the rest of her life that would give her visions to inspire the slaves to come with her. So again, I had one of those headaches at that exact specific time. Therefore, I was sensitive to the moment and kind of had Harriet Tubman channeling through me, which is amazing. Now, did I know it at the time? Hell no, I didn't know what the heck was going on at the time. All I knew is I had a really, really bad headache. Very, very simple. But when I started looking into it further, I was like, this is really awesome. Celebrity status, right? So, yeah, this is a weird alley. Sometimes things come through. Words here, I'm not really capturing anything. Beautiful pictures if you're down here at night, guys, just visiting. If you can get it clear, it's absolutely gorgeous for pictures. So, good for selfies, too, if you can get it up high enough and get all this old building work. But these are the kind of original bricks that you're going to see throughout the city. I don't know where you guys are staying or where you're planning on going, but when you see bricks like this, just know that you're in a very historical part of our town. Fair enough?
Yep.
All right. At the end of this alley is residential area. So, I am not allowed to do touristy things, so we're going to just be 9 friends walking through, videotaping, and we're going to make a right at the end of the alley, and we're going to head up towards Dock Street Theater. Okay. Fair enough? Let's do this. But I love this alley. It's great for ambiance. Yeah, careful. I normally have to whip out a flashlight. Not tonight. Because normally, like, right here is completely dark. Like, you can't see anything. So. And, you know, I used to wear the shoes that you have on for men.
Yeah.
And I can't find them anymore. They don't make them with that plastic toe like what you have.
Yes.
Where did you get your Samba plastic toe?
Zappos.
Zappos? Should have known. Warm. So sometimes we get things with the EMF down here, but it's a weird area. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. How many got the time? I actually left my watch at home.
It is 8:14.
Okay. Honestly, when I'm only doing one tour a night, I normally don't pay attention to the time, but with the curfew, I make sure we're all good. Quarter. Interesting. That's the Lodge Alley there, Lodge Alley Inn. If you start looking up ghost stories around Charleston, that'll definitely show up on a top 20 list. It's not one of the most haunted, but... I'm not seeing any other tours out tonight. Interesting. Normally I'm like bumping heads with all my competitors. Heaven. Street fan. Got the word street and fan. Come on. Come on, give me Allie. So we're going to come back to this alley. I like to kind of go up and back because there's so many stories up there. Again, one of the most beautiful spots in Charleston. So you should see it at night when it's all lit up. So I did get the word quarter. And we got the French Quarter Hotel over there, which is interesting. Again, documenting at this point the fact that we got something so close. This actually should be really good because we're here during the daytime. So this right here is Bocce's Restaurant, formerly known as Bocce's Restaurant. I just added it to the tour because of the thermal imaging camera. The second and third floors are completely haunted. Whoever is in there does not like doors closed. So the rumor goes, hi ladies. The rumor goes when it was Bocce's Restaurant, so many things would move around and they could not keep the cash office or the regular office closed because they would lock it, latch it with a key, and the next day it would be completely wide open. Just not a happy place. 2014 was the last time somebody actually occupied it. It was sold on my birthday. I looked it up today. I was like, wow, that's actually pretty crazy. February 28th, 2014. Now, the building's not that old, so I don't really know what's haunting there, so it's probably got to be attached to the grounds. So if you guys are getting colder temperatures in there, you're probably going to get a little bit of AC. I'm sure the city owns it right now. It didn't give me the record of who purchased it. It just said that it's no longer for sale and it's not occupied. So anything in those windows, the windows are going to be cooler because it's glass. So when you see the blue on there, you're really looking for something moving within the blue on the windows. It might actually be better if you hold it the other way because that's the way it shows up for YouTube. There you go. Just watch your hand over the camera. That's happened before. We got all excited. We thought we had something. It was somebody's hand. But the second and third floor is completely haunted. I was actually looking today at the price of it because this would be a great place for a storefront for me for stories in the cemetery. Really close to the market. I can slap my big logo on the front of the building. I'm right next to a bar. I can rent out the top as a hotel. That would be amazing. That would be like the dream come true. So hopefully in 2-3 years, when the couple millions come through.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it. That's my building. Either that or Cane Rum Bar, where it used to be. This all back here is apartments, and people do live there. So please don't flash the laser in their windows. I'm thinking I gave the laser. Oh, that was you. I thought it was one of the kids.
Oh, no, I'm the troublemaker, not the kids.
So we're actually going to move up a little bit if you're not seeing anything. But again, we might see it on a bigger screen. Nice. All right. So, across the lot, the reddish building with the crosses on it is the Powder Magazine. On record, the oldest building in Charleston. So the walls are 36 inches thick, and it does have a groin vault ceiling, which means it has 8 giant 36-inch pillars around the edge and one in the center, and they all meet in the center. So when you walk in, you see this vaulted ceiling going to the center pillar. The top of the roof is actually filled with sand from 1712. The reason for that is because if there was an explosion in the powder room, powder magazine, which is gunpowder, it would keep everything still inside the building. Now, you're probably thinking, why is it here and not on the coast or near a military base? Where you're standing is the center of what used to be known as Charlestown. So if you look at all of the 8 pillars of the wall that was built around Charlestown before we came to Charleston, that was directly in the center. So that way it could be protected. So, is it haunted? Maybe. I have yet to find anything. I have a season pass in there. If you love old war stuff, guys, that's the place to be. It's got all the old weaponry. It's got all the old uniforms. And they'll talk about ghosts all the time of some pirate that loves to hang out in the front. I have yet to find anything. I've been in there several, I can't even tell you how many times. They actually know me in there, and I walk in with equipment saying, I'm going to look around if you don't mind. I have a pass. So, but a really cool place to visit, and it's cheap to go to. So it's like $5-6. So I think my pass was like 12 for the year. So I get to go whenever I want. And it says closed. Anna is the next name, which is not related to the stories I'm going to tell, but super cool. The word closed and then Anna. So everybody kind of take note of the wall back there. I told you we're going to go back to that alley.
Yeah.
So that alley back there is known as Dueler's Alley, and the loser would come through that wall and go straight to his grave. There's a cemetery on the other side of that wall, which was this used to be all open. So just a cool little fun fact, like tomorrow, I mean, this is about death, right? So I had to find little fun death facts. But we're going to walk through the alley, and I'll tell you why it's called Dueler's Alley. But we're going to walk up a little bit further, because this is super cool. Where? What hotel?
Restoration of Kings. Where were
you? You should be fine. I mean, if they do stop you, I'm going back to my hotel. So, pretty simple. All right, I come here to talk about this sign. This spot's usually not open. It's usually taken up by my competitors. It says, the only ghost at St. Philip's is the Holy Ghost. There's a reason why that sign is there. Do you know the story? It's very popular around here. So, 1888, a woman died 10 days after her stillborn child. So, girls, that means that the baby was born dead. Okay? Yeah, sad. Right? So, the mom died 10 days later of a broken heart, however that went. 1988, we get a photographer in town. Yeah, you know the story now. He comes through and he puts his lens through the gates and he's taking all kinds of pictures. So, who's got the laser?
I didn't mean to do that.
He's supposed to be shining it in there because we can actually see it now. You can shine it in there. There's nobody back in that building. Anyway, so he captures a picture with an actual apparition in it. Now, this is 1988, girls. We didn't have cell phones and Apple stuff and Photoshop and all that stuff, so he had to send it off to Kodak to get it debunked. Kodak was a film company, in case you never heard of them, kids, but they could not debunk the picture. Now, I would show you the picture, but I don't like cursing my own tours. Any woman that sees or holds this picture is said to feel ill will if they're pregnant. While they're holding it, the pregnancy will not go well. I'm a superstitious guy. I'm not rolling that set of dice. So, you want to look it up. The woman's name is Susan Howard Hardy is the name. So if you want to look it up, I've seen it. It's an awesome picture, by all means. You can hear it on the audio in case you forgot. Fair enough. So we're in three really cool locations.
I've looked the picture up.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, but
it's a really good picture.
So luckily for me.
Yeah, it's probably on a computer, I hope,
yeah,
away
yeah,
from you.
Yeah, yeah.
So you weren't holding it. We are standing in three very historical spots.
My feet hurt.
Feet hurt? We're almost done, honey.
Don't worry. Second up, buttercup.
Right? I tell my kids the same thing. My left foot hurts. You got another one. It'll be good. So, St. Philip's Church is obviously a big place for us. If you notice, this actually juts out and the road goes around it because this was the only building that would not move back when they were widening the road. They refused. We're the church. We were here first. You do what you need to do. However, on the other side, that would be the east side of the cemetery, you will find John C. Calhoun. Okay, so big prominent thing. He's actually went back and forth several times. If you guys take another tour here, the joke is that he crossed over this street more times dead than he did alive. So, you also right past the cemetery on that side. We can't go any further because it's residential. But you will find the Pirate House. Have you girls ever heard of the Pirate House?
No.
Okay, you can't miss it because it has a big anchor on the front of it. Okay, however, somebody lives there. It is somebody's residential home. One block past that, we have Dock Street Theater, which is one of the top 10 haunted locations in America. So that all those three places kind of tie in together. First off, it's called the Pirate House because Blackbeard would bring his ships in and send his men in to go have a pint, have a good time with the ladies, and have a place to sleep. That's why it was called the Pirate House. Very small. There was a tunnel underneath Pirate House over to Dock Street Theater, and they used to do other dealings in the tunnel. We filled it in back in the 90s because that's just what Charleston does. We filled it in. It's no longer there. Dock Street Theater and this place are tied together through Nettie Dickerson. Nettie Dickerson is a ghost that can be seen at Dock Street Theater. Super cool story. Real quick, just because you guys are locals, you probably heard this one before too. So Nettie used to work here at the church, and Dock Street Theater was a theater, then it was a hotel, then it was a theater that we know now. During the time it was a hotel, she wanted to go work there because she was past the marrying age of 17. She was 23. So, no men wanted her, so she went down there to go get a job. Well, she was a very favorite girl among the hotel. We'll say that. Fair enough. Got youngins here. My daughter's used to this story. I can go into details.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, there's nothing they
Well,
heard.
They're not my kids. So at any rate, she wasn't happy still. She wanted to come back to the church. She used to go up to the second-story balcony and lean on the wrought iron balcony that's still up there, pondering about coming back. So the priest from St. Philip's goes down to talk to her. Storm rolls in. Lightning strikes the wrought iron. You can imagine. She died. She fell over. So her ghost is seen there from the knees up only. Why? Because when we turned it back into a theater, we raised the first floor ceiling. She's walking on the original floor that she knows. Does that make sense, girls? Okay. So, very cool story. The other ghost that's said to have been seen there, she's listening. You guys catching any words? You're supposed to be telling me words.
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything.
Is that
Ron?
Ron?
Ryan
or Ron or something that starts with R.
No. It's all gone.
It's all gone?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Junius Booth also haunts, I got the word election, Junius Booth, the father of John Wilkes Booth, also haunts the Dock Street Theater. He was the father of John Wilkes Booth, who shot Lincoln in a theater. You guys not know the history of Lincoln? Okay. So, I love to test the kids. It's okay, they're just not responsive. They're waiting on the actual ghosts. I've been through there, full investigation during the daytime, guys. You can actually walk through there with your own... If you guys just want to go see it, you can. I walk in there, of course, with equipment. They hand me a bunch of ghost stories that they have...
I hear a song, but I don't know if they're singing.
Well, make it up. I think it's haunted because they took wood from another mansion in one of the neighborhoods that we just came from and put it up there. So whenever wood is transferred, wood is part of nature, carries a little bit different energy than when something is built in the same place like St. Philip's. So to me, I got the word Isaac. That's really cool. And you guys are going to realize why when we go to Dueler's Alley. So, I think it's haunted in there because of the wood. I can't get to it. They won't let me to it. First off, the banister that it's, the mantling is part of, it's like 12 feet in the air. I can't reach it with my EMF. And then there's doors that are part of the old mansion that I can't reach. So, you guys go to Dock Street Theater, look for ghosts, bring a camera. I haven't taken that in there yet. That would be really cool to do. So, but this is a big hot spot. So if you guys decide to take another ghost tour, just imagine you're going to be coming right back here.
You want to try the speaker?
Yeah, try the speaker. See what you capture. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I haven't tested the speaker. We're actually going to head back down this way. You're pretty quiet, man. You're pretty quiet.
Focus.
Just absorbing it all in?
Yeah.
There's a ton of history here. And the crazy thing is like the way tourism works here, it's a big debacle over the licensing, because before you had to have a license to be a tour guide. But to do what I do, you just need to read a bunch of books and know your equipment. I'm an unlicensed guide. That's why my competitors don't really care for me, because I'm taking away their business and I don't have the licensing. I've read the book. I could take the test tomorrow if I needed to. The principal of Charleston Cavalier Tours, that you know is my umbrella company, that's his whole principal. I got plenty of degrees, so he's just like, we need to partner up.
Yeah.
Religious. We just came from a church. Interesting. My daughter actually captured something with her iPhone camera, and I had my wife analyze it because iPhone cameras and Android cameras are different. She still hasn't figured it out yet. She's like, I just don't think it's a glitch or anything from there. She's like, I just can't really see what it is. So, I mean, she blows things up for me and cleans them up, and so that way we can kind of see things if we come across something. It's my job to take care of the video, which I still haven't had a chance to do with the other two tours. I've watched them, but I haven't really, like, what's that, zoom in kind of thing. Interesting. Have another tour down here. Oh, look at that. It's gorgeous. We get another word?
Hey.
What kind of vape do you have? You're still on the big mods, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I keep going up and making things. I can't.
This guy? has 10 times the amount of nicotine as mine. Yeah, it's Nixle. We're going to stop right by the gate and I'll tell you the story that happens here.
The milligrams on...
Are we on 6?
I go between 24 and 36.
This has 3,500. It's crazy. I'm a heavy, heavy smoker. Yeah, right by this gate. So, guys, normally this is like any other ghost tour. This is the big hurrah story. Like, this is their big finale. It is a cool story, but keep in mind, this is where thousands of duels actually happened. I have no idea what that sound was. It sounded like garbage. Somebody throwing something away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with that. So, again, you can see the steeple from here, which is also a great photo opportunity. That's actually great lighting on that steeple. So if somebody has a camera that they want to take a picture of, beautiful spot. But this actually used to be called Cow Alley because this is where they kept the livestock. So your sheep and cows and all that, that's where this they would all go for the city. Then it became Dueler's Alley, where duels would happen. So basically turn 20 paces, turn and shoot kind of thing. That's where all of this happened. And now we know it as Philadelphia Alley. Because when dueling became illegal, we had to name it something else. So we named it after Philadelphia, who bailed us out of one of our many, many fires. So the story that you're going to hear all the time, if you look up any ghosts of Charleston, is the Whistling Doctor. His name is Joseph Brown Ladd. So this is the big story that you'll hear on every other ghost tour. This is where on the EVP, you can hear extra things. We could hear the doctor's whistles, or we could hear one of the gunshots that occurred from his duel. So the story of his duel is very simple. He came down here because his, the word's going to make sense here in a second. I got the word opportunity. He was from up north, New Jersey, somewhere along those lines. And he moved down here because his fiance's lawyer said, you're not going to marry her until you get your practice ready. He was a doctor. He needed to finish his schooling and then start his practice. So the girl inherited. You hear a piano. Interesting as well. Like country music piano? Mm-hmm. Thought she was going to be a little bit more vocal. It's okay. She's still giving me good
stuff. I mean,
stuff.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
I haven't.
That's why I bought the speaker, hoping that it would kind of enhance things.
It's not even coming on. The speaker's not.
Really? I pulled it out of the box and plugged it in. It made me charged.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he moves down. Oh, the fiance actually inherited a bunch of money. So that's why the lawyer said no. I got the word computer again. I don't normally get things twice. So he moves down here, and the coachman, who's driving the horse and buggy that was bringing him into town, set him up to be robbed and killed by dropping him off in a bad part of the neighborhood. Ralph Isaacs walked by. The name Isaac came up for me earlier, which is super cool. And I usually get really cool words out of this too. Walks by and says, this is a bad neighborhood. Let's take you somewhere else. So he takes him to 59 Church Street, which is about 1.4 miles from here. Not very far at all. They become friends. They used to go to the theater, but they would talk about the play on the way home. They got in an argument about one of the actresses. It turned into an argument about the doctor's fiance back home. And the two got ticked off at each other and went their separate ways. However, the word joy. Ralph Isaacs wrote something in the city paper about what a disgrace the doctor was. He kind of said he's a big jerk, doesn't like him, shouldn't be in Charleston, he's not from here. Well, the doctor has to come up with something. He says, let's go down to Dueler's Alley and finish this off. So they come down here, their friends on each side. The doctor is probably over here because his helm was over there. And he says, he turns, takes his 20 paces, he turns, points his gun in the air, and shoots. He doesn't want to kill his friend.
Charleston.
Yeah, that's where we are. He doesn't want to kill his friend. So, however, Ralph Isaac turns, takes two shots on his friend below the knees. The doctor drops to the ground, his friends pick him up and carry him home to 59 Church Street. He dies 10 days later. Got the word so?
So.
Oh, that's interesting.
Sort of sound.
Got the word mother. Mother foe.
Usually foe.
Mother foe. So, he dies 10 days later, and the story goes, you can hear his whistles down here or the gunshot. But every other ghost tour will kind of make it a big ordeal, and it's a good 15 minutes long, and they scare you with the bang in the air kind of thing. Like, that's their scary moment. However, at the end of this alley is really cool stuff. I know it's not really cool, but it's a part of our history. The bricks as you walk along are going to get older. So these bricks that you're standing on are from like the 1980s. But as we get down closer to the end, you're going to see the bricks that were sun-dried, which means slaves had to turn them. And you can see their fingerprints and handprints in them. Very unique part of Charleston. It's only in certain places. You're also going to trade. Interesting. It is residential at the end of this. So again, that house on the right, somebody lives there. So we kind of have to pass through quietly. But this is where I really turn up. If you guys are going to listen to the audio in your car, turn it way up. This is where you want to hear the whistles. And we're one block away from East Bay Street. So it's very peaceful and quiet back here. I was telling Michelle before you guys actually showed up, when the night of the riot, I walked by with this bag through a whole barricade of police.
Oh, really?
Like, I was terrified, like, oh, they're going to stop me for sure. I was trying to get to my group, and they didn't even look at me.
Yeah.
So.
You look like a journalist or something like that?
Possibly. I mean, I normally wear, like, one of those flat hats. Like, you see, there's actually a good photo spot, too, right there on the wall, 1766. But, yeah. I probably did look like a journalist. Appreciation. We just walked by the plaque. So that's interesting. The EMF is going to go off near these stairs down here. So whoever has the EMF, don't get excited. That's the Footlight Players Club. That's the actors for Dock Street Theater. This is where they rehearse. They have a lot of equipment. This is giving me a lot of weird activity. The word hi. Yeah, this is somebody's backyard. That's their home. I think I worked in real estate for a little bit down here. I want to say I looked this place up because I was so curious. 11. Say, is it 3.4 to live right here on a historical place? So you can start to see some of the fingerprints and some of the bricks, and I'll point out the handprint, more fingerprints. There's a full slave handprint right here. That's the full slave handprint right there, guys. What's our time? Anybody got the time?
8:40.
Okay, perfect timing. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Picking up a lot of radio stations.
It's good, though. Really. But, I mean, if you can decipher the fact that it's going to give us a word in between those quick clicks, that's how I kind of think of it as Bumblebee from Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how I think of it when I'm using it myself. But the word brother, we're getting, like, a lot of family. I got the word 11 earlier, too. I don't know. That would have been eerie if that was your age.
There at Myrtle Beach, not around here.
I tried to get him to come down to help out with the tour, like kind of ramp up prices and get an actual psychic on board. I actually have two psychic friends up north, and neither one of them is willing to come down. They want to, they have regular day jobs and stuff like that. Drunk, interesting. Again, getting a lot of interesting stuff tonight. Yeah. So I'll go through it and see what happens. So the last building, guys, this is the Wagner Building. That actually faces East Bay, and we're going to walk in. We're going to go down that side and in front of it. But the quick story of this place deals with our cotton plantations. So the last time this was a business, as far as our cotton industry, this was the back warehouse, and the offices were in the front facing the water. So you can imagine it's staring right at Pineapple Park, which is, at the time, would have been a wharf where ships would come in. So the guy who owned it inherited it from his dad. He had no idea what he was doing, got himself into a bunch of debt, and he went behind our government's back. Censures. Again, one of the... Really? Interesting. No preacher in this story. We will get fire and stuff like that out of this building. But, so, got himself into a bunch of debt, went behind the U.S. government, sold off to the British. We had the boll weevil in town, too, which is a bug that eats cotton. So he was really getting himself into a bunch of debt. So the British pull up where Pineapple Park is now. They load the ship from the cotton warehouse back here, and off it goes. This guy's watching from the second story. stories, some stories say the third story, but of the front of the building. Somebody gets too close to the cotton with a pipe, it catches fire, the whole ship goes down. The guy was already mad and depressed, and he piles up all the furniture, hangs a noose, and he commits suicide. Swinging corpse. So he is actually said to have been found by the newsboy the next morning. News kid would come down to the corner and sell his papers, and he's the one who found him. They say you can still see the shadows of a swinging corpse in this place. It's being reconstructed, which has kind of stirred up a lot of different energy. Some nights for me, it's super active. I've had full conversations. Other nights, it's dead as a doornail. They are making it into a wedding reception area, so they're going to create three different wedding receptions because it's three different floors with like a 10-star restaurant. It's facing the water. Charleston's a big wedding venue. Like, it's going to be a big moneymaker for Charleston. And the back part of this is condos, so people do live there. So we kind of, I don't want to say be quiet as we walk by, because the activity that we get is probably going to be in the front of the building. And we'll check out to see what we get as far as temperature. And the laser thermometer is going to come in real handy up there, because we can't reach it with everything else besides the camera. So we're going to go across straight and then go across. I should probably slim back on the stories a little bit to make the investigations go longer. Pinckney Mansion site usually takes up a good 20 to 25 minutes of this tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's how much activity I usually get out of that place. Like, just walking around a parking lot, usually everybody comes up with something.
Oh, really?
All the gadgets are going crazy.
The first parking lot we're at?
The second parking lot. Got the word Liberty. Like, I will literally hold full conversations with Eliza up there.
Oh, really?
Craziness. And you can actually, all the tours are recorded. They're all on the same website. So that way, I mean, I post them that way, so in case somebody's got little ones that they want to check out to see what the tour is, they can go back and kind of get glimpses of what this is all about. Got the word Sam. Shouldn't say word, it's a name. But this has given me a lot of words. I think we captured a few words here, and an EMF detector actually went off in some really good spots too, some strong EMF. So the camera, if you imagine that the Vendu was not here during that time, so they can actually see the ship over the water from the second and third story where the offices were. So there's nothing in it now, so we can flash lasers in there and get temperature. Who's got the thermal camera? Let's see if you can capture anything moving out of those windows up top. And that's going to go off because of the street lights right there. There's that much energy, electromagnetic field coming off of it. So where's the infrared thermometer? Yes. So start shooting some of those windows and seeing the temperature that we get to see if they match up with what's on the camera. Okay. So
on your way?
On your way. This is where I normally get like fire, I get cotton, I got insects one night. Like again, I have to put all this stuff together based on other nights as well, so I can kind of like really piece it all together. But the name Sam doesn't ring a bell with the story that goes along with this place. I want to say it was George that killed himself. But some nights here... But again, that's a long phrase that you heard in between that very fast clicking. Like, that's a big deal. So call me back. It could be welcome back is what they were trying for. So, was there a fire here? Don't believe it. Class said, don't believe it. So, what's the story here? Is there a suicide here? portray. Tell me about the ships. Again, I can't hear a lot of this. That's why I have it so close to the recorder, so we can all listen to it later. Can you tell me what country the ships were from? I heard name. Yes, what? Tell me about the ships that showed up here for the cotton. Not getting anything on there? Is it hard to hear because of the traffic?
No, it's just like a clicking. It sounds like
it's a... Oh, these people are scrambling to get out of here today. Tell me about the ships. Can you tell us your name? I'm glad to give us one more word, and seems pretty weak tonight. Upset. Are you upset? I would say that's a yes. What are you upset about? All right, we're going to say goodbye. Tent, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, goodbye. Again, I'm going to have to listen to it later. All right, guys, what'd you think? Did we capture some ghosts?
I don't know. We'll see.
I guess so, huh? I'm going to end this. I'm going to end your audio.